With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hurricane Humberto remains a strong Category 4 storm in the Atlantic, threatening Bermuda. Senior hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt at the National Hurricane Center.
It's currently located over the central Atlantic Ocean. It's expected to turn more towards the northwest and north and kind of curve around Bermuda over the next several days.
South Carolina's governor urged residents to stay alert, while North Carolina has declared a state of emergency. Senate Republicans want to delay a vote on the House-passed government funding extension until Tuesday.
Holding a vote just before Tuesday night's shutdown deadline would let Republicans put maximum pressure on Democrats and give more time for lawmakers to come together on an off-ramp. Senate GOP leadership has not finalized the logistics for the vote. In the House, GOP leaders are waiting to see how the Senate vote goes before calling members back to town. They may keep the House in recess for the week of October 7th, which would delay the swearing-in of a new Democrat and a potential vote on the Epstein files. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Polls indicate many Americans still struggling to get back on their feet, but economist Stephen Moore says things are pointed in the right direction thanks to President Trump's big, beautiful bill.
I remain pretty optimistic. Already in the first 7 months of the year for which we have data, the average family has gained about $1,100 in after tax.
Hundreds of laid-off federal employees being called back to their jobs.
Workers in the General Services Administration were given the chance to return to work after being laid off during the Trump administration's DOGE cuts earlier this year. The GSA manages government buildings, and its workforce has been understaffed for months. Furthermore, the administration has walked back plans to slash its real estate portfolio. An official said because of understaffing and internal turmoil, 131 leases expired without the government actually vacating the properties.
That's Greg Clugson, and this is SRN News. Doctors are urging the Supreme Court to protect women's sports.
The American College of Pediatrics has filed a brief in an upcoming case that involves state laws banning boys from playing against girls in sports. In the brief, the ACP says when female sports are invaded by males, quote, girls predictably lose roster spots and scholarships, face unequal competition, and in some sports bear higher injury risk. These are real medical and developmental harms to minors. The High Court will hear arguments this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, some of his supporters are expressing hope the tragedy will galvanize many people, especially young conservatives, to become more engaged in church. There have already been widespread reports of attendance surging at some evangelical houses of worship. Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church in Dallas says the short-term impact of Kirk's murder has been astounding. This is SRN News. Back to school time means parents are on the alert for lice in their children's hair.
Treatments can include medication and specialists. Guidelines from the American Academy of Dermatology recommends retreating for any product that can be bought without a prescription and that no approved method can kill lice and their eggs during the first treatment. The CDC suggests machine wash and dry clothing, do not use infected hair products, and clean infested areas.
That's correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting. Thieves have stolen 12,000 bottles of craft whiskey from Westland Distillery in a rare U.S. liquor heist. Nearly $1 million in product was stolen, including the distillery sought-after limited edition of their homemade whiskey. The Skagit Valley Sheriff's Office investigating the July 31st theft. Officials say somebody used fraudulent documents to pick up that shipment. More details at srnnews.com.